This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Going to get to some emails out of the gate first. You can always reach us, email at DaveandChuckTheFreak.com. And this guy said, something happened today I had to share with you guys because I need to get your take on it. Today, me, my mother, and my... Sorry, this is a woman who emailed us. Me, my mother, and my 10-year-old son stopped at a gas station to get gas. My mom's driving. She parks. She gets out. She starts pumping the gas. I'm in the passenger seat. My 10-year-old son in the back. A woman pulls up to the pump next to us. She gets out. She starts washing her windows. Now, I'm a woman. Even I can say this woman was a 10.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful girl. Blonde, long hair, nails done, tan, wearing a super, super short sundress. Well, as she's washing her windows, I begin to notice her dress, which is kind of flowy at the bottom, rises up, showing off her ass.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She's kind of bouncing up and down,
yes,
washing
bounce.
Her windows.
Mm-hmm.
The dress slowly rising to reveal no panties.
Right. This is a special lady.
Well, of course, my 10-year-old also noticed.
This is not the worst
are you seeing this,
thing
Mom?
In the world.
Starting to feel pretty strange.
Gets a gigantic grin on his face. The woman looks over, sees that my son is grinning, and that we're definitely paying attention to her. She decides to bend over and reveal everything to us. I know she did it on purpose because she took the squeegee, bent down, and started washing the bottom sides of her car. No one ever squeegees the bottom of their car.
Oh, my God.
I was furious. Why would a woman think it's okay to reveal herself to us? She definitely saw my son. If that were a man and a little girl, that guy would have been arrested.
Yeah, absolutely right.
She says she's clearly a member of the Legion.
Yeah.
Now I'm worried my son's going to be more curious about bits.
Well.
She said, by the way, the only reason I didn't get out and smack the crap out of her was that I was with my mom and my son. I could tell my son was embarrassed because this was in front of his grandma as well. Yeah. So I just wanted to get the hell out of there.
Oh, man. Grandma's
like, well, that's her whole vagina.
Oh, my God.
I have a feeling somebody wasn't embarrassed.
No.
Embarrassment was not the emotion he was going through at that moment.
No.
Well, he's 10. He doesn't even know yet.
He might have been
a
little bit embarrassed.
I had a Playboy magazine in the fourth grade, guys.
Yeah, but in front of your grandma and your mom?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Were you looking at that in front of them?
I hope not.
That would be embarrassing.
Pick up my bedroom at my grandma's house.
That would be embarrassing.
That would be very embarrassing.
I bet if you interviewed him, he'd be like, I have mixed feelings.
Right, exactly.
Some good, some bad.
He'll never forget that moment.
No, but he won't.
No.
I'm sure that's his first live bit.
Yeah, if she just squeegeed the bottom of her car there.
Yeah,
no one does that, though.
Mm-mm.
You just don't.
She says, what a whore.
Mm-hmm.
Shake my head.
What a whore.
What a whore. I don't. Would you have said anything?
Part of me is doubting that this girl could see that there was anyone other than a passenger in the car.
Didn't see the kid.
But I don't,
saw the
I don't
grandma?
Think so. Well, the grandma was pumping gas probably in the back. She noticed the girl was looking at her. She said she like was taking her in like a glass of water, right?
She was
she up and down.
I mean, you blonde, blonde hair,
she
nails
was clearly
done, tan.
Yeah, she really knew. Like,
she was staring. So that chick was like, all right, whatever.
Yeah.
I'll put a show on for you.
See my bits? I'll show you
I think
bits.
The show was just for her. I don't think she thought
well, let's
there was
hope.
A kid.
Yeah.
When you bring a kid into it, totally changes it. I mean, even just doing the show for another woman who's sitting in a car is weird.
Yeah.
That's silly.
It's a weird move.
It's all weird.
Yeah.
Pretty whole weird. Thing's pretty weird.
It is. Pretty weird. But you show definite restraint to you, I will say, that you did not say anything or get out and, as you said, smack the crap out of her. Because that would have scarred your son a lot more, I believe, than just seeing a flash.
Well, even more mixed feelings when I saw my mom kick her ass. Her dress
or
came
get,
off.
Or get her ass kicked by a member of the Legion.
Right.
A lot of those hot chicks can throw.
They're in shape.
They'll throw them.
Which gas station people are at? That just keeps coming in.
Come on.
I'm sure she's not there every day squeegeeing and showing.
Yeah,
a guy didn't get a chance to see the show.
That's how it goes.
Yeah. There's like
grandma
a whole bunch
and
of,
mom.
Yeah, a whole bunch of people like applying to work there. Guy's like, oh, well, I'm going to have to stake this joint out for 6 months.
Yeah.
James, did you ever see anything like that at the gas station?
No, nobody with like their bits exposed, but there was a chick with some huge knockers that would come in a bikini.
Come on.
She would just be wearing a bikini, nothing.
Well, like, I mean, she'd have like
just the bikini
blue jean
top.
Shorts and a bikini top but that was barely containing those puppies in.
Okay, was she actually good looking?
Yes.
Oh, damn.
So this was like a highlight.
And I will never forget it because she'd always come in and buy the pink Camel number 9 cigarettes, 2 packs. I will never forget this girl.
You totally ruined my impression of her now with the pink Camel. Hi, James.
They're a very feminine cigarette that she would smoke. But
the beginning stages of smoking.
Yeah, she'd come in, get her little energy drink or her, she'd get a Starbucks Frappuccino.
You know everything
come
about
her. Come get her cigarette.
With my only pleasure, okay?
I know. You wanted to die.
I woke up every morning wanting to jump out my window.
Yeah, you wanted to die back then.
At least the chick with the big knockers would come in and smile at me.
That's true.
Oh, man.
It's like sent from above to keep you sane.
That's it.
To keep you wanting James to lean.
That might have been the only thing, one of the few things that kept me alive.
Your big knockered Camel smoking angel.
Yeah. I'm going to Mexico to party. I'm like, oh, man, I'd love to go to that party in Mexico. Girls.
You know, it would be amazing to look back on the on the video camera of the whole thing and no one's there.
Yeah, it's just my imagination. I'm just having a conversation.
You keep saying,
like, James, we keep coming up short. About 8 packs of Camel number 9 peeps. Do you know what's going on with that?
No.
Because we see you grabbing them and then they just disappear. I don't know, Harriet. I don't know, Harriet.
Harriet.
I swear there's a girl with huge knockers that buys them every time she comes in.
Harriet.
We check the video. There's no one there.
I think she's an angel like Keanu.
Yeah.
I think so, too, that she was sent to save you, James.
She's my Keanu.
To give you something to look forward to at that gas station.
It was the only pleasure at that place.
Mm.
I like that she was going to parties and James was like...
Yeah, man. She's like, me and 4 of my girlfriends were going. I forget what city they'd go to in Mexico, but it's like an hour or 2 hour drive.
Yeah.
Like, we're going there. We go almost every other weekend. And I would just, like, daydream about how cool it would be. Like Clark Griswold in Christmas Vacation when he's... The leaky, leaky, maca. He's fantasizing about the pool.
Yeah.
I'm just fantasizing about all these chicks with huge knockers jumping around in the pool. And I'm there. We're all partying together. You know, we're having sipping on drinks. Yeah, this is exactly what it would feel like, man. You'd come in and that music would start playing. She'd like, she'd wave. She'd look at me and wave. And I'd be like, hey.
Yeah.
Go get my spot behind the counter. Make sure I'm ready for her when she comes up to check out.
You're fresh in here. Make sure your denim shirt looks
good. Get my denim button up. Making sure my pit stains aren't hidden. You know, tucking the pit stains in my denim button up. So,
perfect.
How's it going this week? That's cool. You guys going to go party in Mexico? Ah, that sounds like fun. You guys must have a real good time, huh? Oh, you need 4 packs of smokes because you're going to party?
Oh.
Hold on, let me get those for you.
Hold on, look what I brought.
Don't worry. We have coupons for those.
Oh,
you should have one. You just saved $1. Nice. You're welcome.
Hooked her up.
Wow. But yeah, man.
Really?
Like shows like that at the gas station, like that's what you live for.
I bet.
As an employee there.
I bet.
Hot chicks, and roller grill foods were my 2 pleasures.
Yeah.
In life. I lived in Arizona. Because everything
hot
else was pure
and
misery.
Food on the roller grill. I'm sure hot chicks at the gas station, it's a rare sighting.
Yeah. Very rare. Especially.
Oh, man.
Yeah, hot chicks don't go to the gas station.
No.
They have a guy go fill up their,
exactly.
their car for them. Yeah. The guy goes in and buys the beef jerky and stuff.
Well, at least you had a little highlight.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for taking me back to that trip down memory lane there.
No doubt.
I never got that girl's name, though. We always just referred to her as Knockers.
I was going
to
say, Knockers was
here. Knockers was here. I remember there was one time I came into work and my buddy was like, Knockers was already here. And I was like, no!
Knockers!
No!
What she's doing right
now. That's what I was wondering.
Yeah, what's Knockers up to? She's still partying in Mexico?
She's probably partying in Mexico with all of her hot friends.
She probably looks rough. All those cigarettes.
I'm still not there.
All those cigarettes and Mexican sun.
Oh, yeah. Knockers. Doing the math, it's been about 10 years. So
I'm Knockers. I got 4 kids.
Probably I'm doing a story
totally
on
different
day.
Little.
you'll see
you'll
her
and be like, oh my god,
shot.
It's Knockers. Knockers update.
I recognize those knockers anywhere. But what happened to her face? She used to have a pretty face.
Oh,
I got into methamphetamine in Mexico, fell in with a rough crowd.
Wouldn't shock me.
Oh my god.
Oh, good old Knockers.
Miss you, Knockers.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Yesterday morning, we talked about the warning they're issuing for parents, especially not to put their kids on those giant inflatable rafts on open bodies of water.
Yeah.
Kids are being just sucked out into the ocean. Now the warning is about trampolines because wind picked up and it sent two kids flying over a brick wall in Tempe, Arizona as they were bouncing on a trampoline. Here's the story on this one from CBS 5.
First, a palm tree back there started bending, and then an even stronger wind just came in.
Sometimes you can't help but get swept up in trouble. Kevin Reynolds and Road Hill are proof.
And you're dead.
The trampoline lifts from this side, comes over, and like into the street and launches.
Both boys literally went flying over a brick wall.
We felt it.
Yeah.
Like, we felt
it's
it go over a wall.
Crazy. Cue Sir Isaac Newton. You know the drill. What goes up must eventually come back down.
You'd think it would be slow, but no, it's just, it's like, it's really fast.
Out here?
The boys landed at least 15 feet away with Road badly hurt. That's when Gavin braved his own pain. With each agonizing step, security video shows his dedication at getting help. Even in those frantic, scary moments, footage shows that he couldn't stop thinking of his hurt friend. The result, an ambulance ride to the emergency room, a CAT scan for both boys, and a fractured arm and pelvis for Road. Despite everything, both boys, get this, say they'll be back on a trampoline in no time.
Don't.
But with some key provisions.
As long as it's like down, like it will stay down.
As long as it doesn't go flying this time.
I'll go on it anyways.
Gavin and Rose, proof that bravery can never be totally swept away.
That's crazy.
Scary.
Yeah, that sucks, man. You're having fun on a trampoline, and then all of a sudden it's a war scene.
Yeah, exactly. Your buddy's dead. Two of you are dead.
We got one! We got one down! He's down! He's down! Oh, God! Oh, the trampoline was so horrible! Dad! Dad! Mortars! Dad! Dad! Ah!
The platoon like, music starts playing.
F him.
Yeah.
Oh, that's that brave little walk he did.
I know, right? Yeah.
He said, pretty sure he's dead, Dad. I'm pretty sure he's dead. He broke his back or his face.
He said, Dad, my buddy is broken in half. His back is broken. His arm is snapped. His head is crushed.
We're jumping so good.
It was like the aftermath. The kid was like,
every step he took, though, he was like,
I'd be like, dude, run! Dude, run! I'm snapped in half, dude! You got nothing. You got a bruise. You got a bruise. You're not even afraid of a trampoline.
Get your dad! Get your dad!
I'm working on it. I'd be like, you stop being a baby! You run! My arm is snapped! My pelvis is broken!
My back and everything's broken! Your dad!
Imagine being the dad.
Oh, I know.
Like, you're the dad. Because in my head, I'm like, I'm getting sued.
Oh, I guess.
It's my trampoline.
Yep.
I just broke a kid's back. Snapped his arm in half. Because I set up a trampoline like a moron.
Dad, there's nothing left. There's nothing left of Derek. Oh, he's gone. There's nothing left of him.
I know he's your friend, but we have to kill him. We have to bury him.
Get your dad!
My dad said I have to watch you die and stuff.
Don't say that.
He's afraid to be sued by your parents.
Goddamn justice system.
I know.
Make it so hard to help people and have fun these days.
You know, so.
Jesus Christ. Jesus.
Close your eyes.
I hate him. It's going now. It's going good.
Close your eyes.
So
everything's
cold.
Fine. Yep, it's going to be cold when you die.
Okay. No, please get your dad.
He's not helping you.
Please.
He's here. He's right there
right
watching, yeah.
He is.
He's waiting. He's got a shovel.
Why is he just in the window?
He's terrified to get sued.
Oh, my God. He needs a lawyer up.
Oh, that's scary that would cross someone's mind. Hopefully not. Let's talk about that actually for a second. When did your childhood moment turn into a war scene? Did you have anything like that happen to you where something went horribly wrong? Whether it was a trampoline, backyard fun, anything like that. 1-855-954-6969. What went tragically wrong? Did you float out in the ocean on a giant unicorn? 1-855-954-6969 is toll free if you want to reach out to us. Because I think this day and age, they're doing way less dangerous things than we were doing.
Yeah.
Like we talked about, like even lawn darts and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm going to be honest. There is a lot of really dumb stuff that parents will allow their kids to do, like parasail.
Yeah.
And all sorts of dumb things, like, and it's about who has the biggest bounce house, and it's about what, you know, I went to a place, it was like a place where normally they play basketball, but they've got this gigantic, for birthday parties there, they put this gigantic slide, bounce house slide up. It's indoors, so it's not going to blow away. However, there's like a seam or something that's in the slide, and if you slide down it the wrong way and your shirt kind of comes up, it burns you like a friction burn. Like you can't believe what some of the lines of like burns that kids will have afterwards, and it's like, ooh, that's not good.
Wow.
Crazy.
That's not good. But yeah.
And those bounce houses were, I mean, hopefully parents,
years of that, right?
Yeah, hopefully parents clued into that those were just death traps waiting to float off and pound your kids to death.
Oh, people still get them all the time. Yeah. All the time.
But they had ones you could get for your own backyard.
Yeah, but these ones are ones you get for your own backyard.
No,
you rent them. Yeah.
You get them yourself.
Yeah, no,
right?
Don't do that.
Hopefully companies are a little more, you know, safety conscious when they're securing those things.
I feel like there were some companies that have them blow away, right?
Yeah, that's what I mean. I think most of the time it's the companies that they're the ones sending their kids to their...
Off in the wind.
Off to Hades.
So when did playtime turn into a war scene? Randy from Detroit, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Balls. Penis.
Balls. Penis to you.
I was me and my friends, we were playing football in the field, you know, whatever. And we didn't know this one guy that was with us had, like, beef with the whole area where we were playing football. And the guys we were playing football against, you know, they all started to clear out and go home. So we started to clear out and go home. And the guys who had beef with the people in that area, they came by and drove by and just did a drive-by on the whole damn football game.
Oh, my God. See, that's a Detroit. That's a Detroit story right there.
Insane. It was terrifying. I was 11 years old. I didn't even know what was going on. I didn't find out until later about the beef.
Jesus.
So for us, it was just like there was a bunch of equipment, a bunch of, you know, they were working on a park over there. So it was a bunch of cats and stuff. We went and hid behind the cats. We went and jumped behind bushes. No one knew what was going on.
Oh, my God.
Dude, that's an actual war scene.
Yeah, exactly.
As I was thinking about it, that's why I got the whole penis and balls thing mixed up.
I don't blame you, dude.
No, I get it.
Yep. Yeah,
that came back. You were a little 11-year-old drive-by.
It's so much different than my 11-year-old son's flag football games.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Holy hell, Randy. Thanks for calling in, man.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
Different.
Tim is in Boston. Hey, Tim, how are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good. When did childhood games turn into a war scene?
Well, I too was on a trampoline with my friend, and his dad was an idiot and put one of those spring hooks on upside down, so the hook was facing up. So as he came down, the hook got him in the forehead, and he bounced up, and it ripped from his eyebrows till halfway back to his scalp. And there was just blood everywhere. The entire top of the trampoline was just wet with blood, and I thought he was dead because his head was like split open.
Oh my god! You thought he was dead?
Yeah. Of course, your head split.
Damn, that's got to be so traumatic as you as a kid.
I see your skull
too.
And stuff, you know.
Yeah, I still won't touch a trampoline to this day.
Yeah, see, that scars you absolutely. Yeah. If you see your like your friend's head ripped open,
yeah,
my fate. Is my fate still there?
No, it's not.
What do you mean it's not?
No, seriously, it's not.
What's this?
I can look and watch. You ready?
Yeah. Okay,
hold on, ready?
Let's see.
That's your skull.
Is that my skull?
That's your skull.
Is that my skull?
That's your, that's bone.
That's bone.
It's bones.
Get your dad.
All right, hold
Jesus
on.
Jesus Christ, get your dad. Why'd he put that terrible hook there? That face hook.
My dad's a moron.
Your dad's so stupid.
You know he doesn't know how to build.
He took my face. My whole life's going to be way different now.
You're going to look weird.
You think you're going to be able to patch this back up?
I don't see how.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I don't see how.
I mean, they're going to Frankenstein me up, man. This is going to be bad. This is going to be real bad.
Wait till my dad sees this.
He's the one that did it.
Yes.
My dad's going to sue.
Dad, seriously, come here. Dad, look down the beer scene. Come here.
Oh, he was drinking.
Of course he's drinking.
I'm starting to build a case.
He built this thing drunk.
Yeah, of course he did. Look at my face. Looks like he did.
I'm never looking at it, that thing
yeah,
again.
Yeah, it really looks something.
It's a lot of blood.
I'm looking like something out of Tim Burton's Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, that poor child.
Get your dad.
I know, I'm just trying to pick up these things. If my dad comes here with all this blood.
Jesus, that hook just hooked me good. Hooked my face.
So, basically, if I could describe it.
Yes.
It's like... You're cut open from your eyeballs.
That's no good.
Right all the way back to the back of your skull.
Oh, geez, I feel that. It's very...
And your head is starting to pop out like a baby.
Oh, yeah, just like the Hellraiser.
Like a newborn being born.
Hellraiser movies, yeah, there's a Cenobite like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Hellraiser. Oh,
poor kids.
You look like Hellraiser.
Give me some morphine.
I don't have morphine. Any of that stuff. Jesus. Got some children's aspirin.
Get your dad's beer.
Children smoking.
Dave's with us next.
Here's one of my dad's beers.
Hey, Dave, how are you, man?
How's she going, eh?
How's she going? Talking about when some kid fun turned into a war scene.
So I'm at the beach out here in Boston that's called Plum Island, and it's known for having, like, crazy undertow. So it was right after we had a pretty big hurricane. I must have been, like, 9 or 10. And the waves were probably, I don't know, like 2 feet taller than me. And I was having a blast having these things smash me into the ground.
Oh, yeah.
So eventually the undertow pulls me in. And next thing I know, I feel like an arm grabbed me, then lowers me and then grab me again. Then like I'm kind of like blacking out. And then I come to and I look over and I see everybody on the beach like staring, like with their hands over their mouths, panicking. And then I look to my left and I see my dad being carried also by this monstrous man that was just walking down the beach at the time, and he carries us both out, and it was like the most terrifying thing that has ever happened.
You're so lucky that Aquaman was there.
Yeah,
Jason Momoa was on the beach that day.
I'll save both of you.
I got your dad and you.
Your dad's a pussy, so yeah. I had to save him and you.
Gee, Dad, we're sure real lucky that real man was there, aren't we?
You're absolutely right, son. You're absolutely right.
Because
I tried to save you, but I just wasn't able to.
Just genetics, I guess.
How would you
That's
feel,
right,
Chuck?
Son?
You jump in to rescue Rowan, and then you both have to be rescued, and then a man carries you out of the water.
I mean, I'm just glad to be alive, but yeah.
Ooh. Maria's up next. Hi,
sorry,
Maria.
Son, I let you down there.
Sure did, Dad. But
hi.
Par for the course.
So, talking about when childhood fun turned into a war scene.
So, I think it was my 10th birthday party. My mom rented a bounce house, and I didn't hear this, but I guess my mom and my aunt were calling us to come in. But I didn't hear that. I was just bouncing away, and then the bounce house started to collapse. So I guess my aunt had unplugged it to get us the heck out of there. But I didn't know what was happening, and it all happened so fast. It was kind of like, it wasn't that dramatic, but it was one of those moments in life where it seems to happen in slow motion. And my first cousin, she came out real quick, but my second cousin had this long, long hair, and it got stuck in the collapsing folds of the bounce house. And I remember just frantically trying to pull her arm, trying to pull her hair, trying to get her out of there, because I literally thought she was going to suffocate in the bounce house.
Oh my God.
They unplugged it because they wanted you to come inside.
Nope.
You can't do
it's
that.
It's collapsing on itself!
It just killed my cousin, so it suffocated her.
Horrible and yellow.
Oh, this sounds bad. 12 years old, riding my bike with my cousin, riding on the pegs, standing up and holding onto my shoulders, having a great old time as we decided to go down a big hill.
Oh, why?
Well, bike goes out of control.
Oh.
I end up getting my mouth stuck in the bike chain.
Oh my God! Is everything you're saying there?
It's not okay.
Is everything you're saying? I feel like I don't have lips.
No.
I feel like I don't have any lips. Is that the truth?
Yeah, you're a mess. You're just a disaster. Your face is stuck in the bike chain, dude.
I am. I'm a bike man now.
No, hold on. Let me just wheel it backwards.
Take
work with me.
Hand. Get your dad.
I'm going to go get my dad.
Get your dad.
I flipped quite a few times, broke my jaw, lost a ton of teeth. I had to spend weeks in the hospital with my jaw wired shut.
I've got a predator mouth now.
Yeah, you do.
You get your mouth stuck in a bike chain that's still flipping.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do there.
No. Bike stuff, man. Bike stuff.
Dad!
Yes?
Sorry to explain what's happened, but little Andy's whole face is stuck in a bicycle chain.
Oh, Jesus Christ, his face is in a bike chain, you say? Oh, God, I'm going to get sued.
For sure.
I'm going to get sued so hard.
You're seriously screwed, Dad.
I'm seriously screwed, son.
They grow up and still have one.
It's genetic.
The genetics different. It's
evolved a bit over the years.
Exactly. Sort of like this now.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
We're going to head to Rhode Island next as Elizabeth has a story. Hey, Elizabeth, we're talking about your childhood fun that turned into a war scene.
Yeah, so I don't think it's anything as harrowing as what we've heard so far, but when I was a child, I grew up in my great-grandmother's house, and she had a bunch of trees in the backyard. There was one that was a Y shape, so what I would be able to do is, like, hoist myself up by sticking my knee, like, in between, like, where the Y shape is,
yeah.
So I can get onto the lower branches. I've done it a million times. I've never had an issue. So there was one day, like, 7 and a half, it's the summer going into second grade, and I was doing my typical tree climbing routine, except this time my knee got stuck. And then it started to, like, swell because I was trying to yank it out, and I couldn't get it out. So my great-grandmother had to call my dad home from work, and he goes into the shed, and he comes out, and he's dropping off a chainsaw. And I'm like, oh, my God, Dad. What are you doing? You can't do that. I'm literally 7 years old, and I'm stuck in a tree. Like,
no, your dad coming at you with an active chainsaw is a terrifying moment in your little kid life.
Don't move.
Yeah. You don't move a thing, girl.
Don't you move.
I'm just going to cut it.
I got you.
No, that would absolutely terrify me. Steve's in Leonard City. He has a comment on this. Hey, Steve, what happened, man?
Hey, if you guys remember the sports slam ball.
So you kind of bounce up to the hoop, right?
Yeah, so we gathered all the trampolines in the neighborhood and put basketball nets by it. And somebody got double jumped, and their leg landed in the net. And they snapped their leg in half. There's blood everywhere.
Blood everywhere.
Snapped their leg in half.
Blood everywhere.
Blood.
That means it's gone. Oh, man.
Oh, that would have been tough.
I would have never played slam ball in my life.
No, God, no. I would have known.
That would have been a tough watch, though, to see that kid.
There's an episode of The Simpsons where trampolines go wrong, and I saw it real young, and it gave me a good, healthy fear of trampolines.
Oh, yeah.
And all the things that could go wrong with them.
I guess we lucked out because my uncle had one, but it was in the ground.
Yeah.
He buried it down?
Yeah, buried it down in the ground.
Oh, that might have been the way they were back in the day. Hmm. I had one. It was the same one as this that just flies away.
I didn't have one, but
I tried to give it away, too, to one of my friends, and he was like, no, I don't want it. I was like, why? It's a free trampoline. Take it.
You could jump up sometimes if your leg went between those springs.
Exactly.
Oh, hell could break loose.
Honestly, they were just death traps when we were in the 80s. Mm-hmm. They were just something there designed to hurt you. My friend Matt had one. And like you said, people would be jumping, not paying attention. They'd go through that spring and get so hurt.
Oh, yeah. It's twisted.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they get
like
so
his
hurt.
His back is like a five now.
So yeah. Two buddies in Arizona, two little guys bouncing on a trampoline. Wind picks up, flips the trampoline on its side, and flips the kids over a concrete wall out onto the street. One of the kids was hurt pretty bad. The other one also hurt, had to run in and get his dad. So we're talking about when your childhood fun turned into a war scene. And Garrett has a story. He's with us next. Go ahead, Garrett.
Hey, Penis.
Penis.
Hey, so I was about 5 or 6 years old, and me and my family went to a birthday party for one of my buddies, and there's horseshoes going around. And my brother and one of his friends were playing, and me being the age I was, I had no idea what was going on. So I walked right in the middle, and one of his friends threw a horseshoe up way up high, landed right on my skull. Just knocked me out cold. Blood everywhere. I just remember coming to with just blood dripping down my face. Mm. No idea what's going on. So I ended up getting about 6 staples in my skull and a sucker to go home with.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus. Ooh, that's got to leave a mark, I'm sure.
Yeah, I still got a dent in my head today.
Oh, no.
A dent that lasts forever.
Yeah, you get a dent.
That's my forever dent.
Yeah. It's a good thing that cornhole was invented, right?
Yeah, it's
well, I really safer. Think that's what...
That's why, right?
That's why.
Soft.
Because the other sports we played were all deadly.
Yeah.
They had to come up with the softest thing.
Throwing right iron things.
Right.
And yeah. I used to remember there were these, like, pits. We had these, you know, horseshoe pits at, like, our summer camp. And kids would be running full speed, like, all around it and, like, tripping and, like, just barely being impaled by a big, giant metal spike that's sticking out of the ground.
It really was. A lot of the toys from the 80s and 70s, like, that you'd play as a kid were more like castle defense.
Yeah.
Greg's in Kentucky. Hey, Greg, good morning.
The stones will break his fall.
Mm-hmm.
Prepare to peg.
Preparing to peg.
Preparing to peg. What's up, guys?
We're good, dude.
So I grew up across the street from this church, and the church had a playground, and it was all blocked off from the street. So, like, during the summers, we had just free reign at this playground. And I remember one time in the summer, a couple of my friends came over, and we were jerking around in my dad's shed, and we found this hoe that was, like, kind of busted. Well, we busted it the whole rest of the way off and had a spear, essentially, that we were screwing around with. And we went over to the playground and were messing around and started playing this game where we would just launch this spear as high into the air as we could, stand underneath it, and then run.
Yep.
Oh,
my
God. About 4 rounds of this game, that sucker came down and hit me in the foot, took the top of my pinky toe off, I mean, nail and all.
Oh, yeah.
And surprisingly, the nail grew back. My pinky toe still looks kind of funny.
But, I mean, thank God the foot, right? Thank God only the foot.
You had a giant spear barreling to earth that just took off a bit of your toe.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it would have came down maybe into your brain.
I saw some of these morons the other day. They made a YouTube video. They were trying to see how long it would take a crossbow bolt.
Oh, they shot it up in the
air? Shot it straight up in the air. And the thing came back down and landed like 10 feet away.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, you guys are stupid. So dumb.
Your day could have been way different.
Oh, so dumb.
This person said, I was on a trampoline. I jumped off. Well, there was a board with a nail sticking out of it on the ground.
Oh.
My foot landed right on the nail, and it wouldn't come off, so I had to walk into the house with the wooden board still attached to my foot.
Mm.
That's awful.
hey, maybe don't keep boards with nails on them right around the trampoline.
That's what dads do.
Dad. Yeah,
that's what dads do.
I see you kids found my booby trap.
Oh, there it is.
I was looking for that everywhere. Maria is in Shelby Township, and you had something happen when you were a kid.
Yeah, hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
So we had, this is, I apologize for this story ahead of time. My dad and myself, it was our thing to do to go on bike rides. Well, he was having some neck problems at the time, but I asked him if he would go with me, and, you know, we were riding, you know, wherever, and he was riding without hand, you know, he was goofing off, not riding with his handlebars, where he turned back to look at me, fell off the bike. The way the bike hit the ground, the brake actually came off the tire. And I don't know if you guys know how the brakes work. There's a little hook on it. And it actually, the way he landed in between his legs, ripped his pants, actually went from the bottom of his testicles and ripped all the way up. And everything fell out.
Everything fell out.
You know, oh, my God, your dad's balls are out.
Just on the side of the sidewalk. Now, I didn't see this because the way it had ripped his pants, he actually passed out. A police officer stopped and asked him if he was drunk. And he got back. I think he was in shock. He actually got back up on the bike and rode home.
Oh, my God, his balls are out.
Did he save his balls?
I'm out.
I don't think he knew what... He doesn't remember the bike ride home.
Does he have balls still?
He does.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. That's a crazy thing for you to see.
It's the joke in our family now. He has never ridden a bike since, but when it happened, it was a very normal thing in our family to say, oh, you know, Dave, how's balls going? Everything, you know, totally normal thing to talk about in our family now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God! What a horrible moment for that dad.
He's got dad strength though, right there.
Pick yourself up and ride on a bicycle with your nuts hanging out.
Yeah, your nuts hanging out. And you rode home.
That's insane.
That's dad strength. You know, that's something like my dad. I could see him having strength like that. I don't have it.
Yeah.
I couldn't have that.
He just was being too goofy a dad.
Yep.
How did he get back on that bike?
I don't understand. And she didn't even mention, she told Jason, too, that he had also broken his arm. So with a broken arm and a split nutsack, he's riding back home.
The cop was
just like, hey, you drunk? No? All right, see you later,
then.
He just left. Like, call the man an ambulance. His arm is broken and his nuts are hanging out.
He got up like a zombie, this guy.
Hey. Give him a ride home or something.
Just left.
Wow. All right, no worse for the wear. My testicles are out, aren't they?
Oh, what a reveal that is.
Poor dad. Come on now.
Oh, he was goofing off.
I
can't goof off.
And backfire sometimes. Sarah's with us next. Sarah, so when did your childhood fun turn into a war scene?
So I was about 8 years old, and I was playing outside, middle of winter. I was actually at Latchkey. My mom was a Latchkey mom, so we were still at school.
Mm-hmm.
And I was playing Ninja Turtles. And my friends packed me in the snow, and they were going to come back and rescue me. And by the time they came back, because of the body heat and the amount of snow they put on, it froze around me. So I was stuck there for quite a while.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
You were entombed?
I was entombed, yes.
For how long?
Everybody, about 6 hours. Nobody thought to get hot water and pour it on me. They just called, tried to dig me out for a while and then called the fire department, and it turned into such a huge thing.
Help! Your dad's just out. Help somebody!
What a horrible game of Ninja Turtles gone wrong.
Jeez. Yeah. Seems like Shredder and Krang won the day
They did.
Diabolical.
We're getting out of that, Michelangelo.
When you need them.
Yeah.
I could have plowed through that.
Oh my goodness, no problem here.
Right here.
Shredder. Let's kick it.
Let's do it.
That poor little girl, though, that was just trapped in snow for 6 hours.
Oh, no.
My body runs so hot, I'll just melt the snow by
here I go,
close.
I'm going to lay on it.
Yeah.
Rescued.
Hop on out.
Yep.
Oh, there's so many tragic stories here. This one, 11 years old, my dad assembled my Razor scooter wrong.
Watch my tricks, Dad!
Dads.
It's a lot of dads with mishaps.
Dads are causing the problems.
I'll be honest.
Going down a hill full speed, and the Razor scooter simply collapsed underneath me.
Yep.
So I skidded the rest of the way down the hill on my shins. I still have the scars.
A rock star slide all the way down. Man, oh man.
My legs just bowed.
Oh, no, like so bad as a dad.
When I'm building stuff, I'm always like, oh God, well.
You almost got to take it for a test run yourself.
Let's hope.
That's crazy. It just goes from fun to just not fun.
I know.
So quick.
Oh, in a heartbeat. Brendan's in Taunton, Massachusetts. Hey, Brendan.
You lose your leg. Scooter failure.
Yeah, my dad.
Lisa three-way.
Lisa three-way. When did your childhood fun turn into a war scene?
Years back, 2012, us and a bunch of kids were just riding bikes around the neighborhood and whatnot. And,
hey, we can't hear you, dude, so if you could speak into the phone, it'd be great.
Yeah, the phone screwed up.
Oh, sorry, guys.
No, it's all good.
Better now?
Yeah.
All right, cool. So, riding bikes around the neighborhood. We all just start doing wheelies, messing around. No big deal. One of my buddy's bikes just broke in half at a weld. And he comes down and just smashes his nuts on, the broken part of it. Bike drops. Ooh. He just grabs himself, runs home. You can see dots of blood. He, ripped into the sack.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, no. Ripped the sack.
Runs inside, shows his mom. And they just go to the hospital. And he got some stitches, and it wasn't pretty. But he's got kids, so they worked.
Yeah, that's good.
That's good.
That's good.
They put him back together.
Yeah, they got him, his balls back going again.
Oh, need him.
Yeah, you do. I can't imagine, though. I don't ever want to be in the position. Of course, I don't want it to happen to me. But to be in the position of seeing it happen to someone else, even that would be horrible.
Yeah. It's
terrifying.
A lot of balls and bike stories.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you have to remember, there was a time when bikes had no regard for your nuts. Like, now they're kind of designed in ways. Remember, like,
I always felt like the dude bikes were more nut crusher.
Well, the bar.
They have that bar.
Yeah. Do you remember they made, like, little, like Nerf pads were supposed to buy for your bike? Because they knew that your nuts were.
Why did they have that like that?
It's the weirdest thing. I always used to be like, well, it's like, that's a perfect ball destroyer. Why is that?
Yeah, I don't know. But they had it. And the thing is, you'd slide. If you got in trouble, you'd slide along that rail. And then there was like the mechanism that kept the handlebars on that was just there to just pulverize you to oblivion.
Yep.
And I remember they had that like Nerf pad. You'd put it on that and then you'd put a long one down the nut crusher bar.
Ooh, the nut crusher.
Yep.
Yeah, bikes can get.
They've come a long way, though.
Go awry on it.
Yeah, no, they definitely.
Because everybody, I always wanted to ramp and jump.
Oh, we always had ramps.
Ramps.
That's all we did.
Homemade ramps and
so
jumps.
So many times our ramp would fail.
Yeah.
We'd be like, here we go, seriously. Yeah, I'm going up the ramp.
And then I would hit the ramp and the ramp would just destroy.
Disintegrate. Plywood. Made of chalk.
We have to go to Cody in Tampa because I guess you have an interesting little kid accident that turned bad. What happened, Cody?
Well, my mom used to own a bowling alley when I was young. And believe it or not, where the pins sit, there's a little deck, and I always used to clean them. And my mom would give me money. Well, I was in the bowling alley one day. I was probably only about 7, and I was cleaning I pushed the pins back, and when you push the pins back, the old machines, sometimes the rake would come down that sweeps the pins.
Yeah.
And my head got stuck. You see, between the side of the machine and the rake thing. And nobody came to work for, like, the next 6 hours.
Oh, but you were just trapped in the pin setter?
Well, it's, where the rake comes down to switch the pins back.
Yes, but you were trapped there.
I was stuck with my head between that and the side of the machine for 6 hours until my mom finally came to work. And I couldn't eat anything for, like, the next 2 weeks. I remember going to school, and we had hamburgers, and I literally had to take one piece of the bread and eat the bread, then the hamburger, then the bottom piece of bread because I couldn't open my mouth far enough.
Oh my God.
Cody, why was a 7-year-old left alone in a bowling alley for 6 hours?
Well, that's just...
Child services.
That was Cody's life.
Yeah, Cody.
That was just... They would like, hey, go clean the bowling alley, kid.
At
6 hours.
At seven?
Yeah. It's your bowling alley.
Yeah, Cody's a bit different now on account of we left him at the bowling alley to run things for a couple of days straight.
I've always heard, too, that those machines in the back are so dangerous.
They're super dangerous.
Seems like it. Seems like it really hurt you.
It's a real, real dangerous machine.
He's lucky it didn't crush his little skull.
Yes, he is. Yeah. He is.
He's like, I suppose I'll just eat more of these pins.
So his mouth was so, he couldn't even fit a whole hamburger and he had to put it in bit by bit.
Yeah.
Oh, that poor little Cody.
Yeah, Cody's been through some stuff.
Cody has.
Just even if he didn't get stuck in a bowling machine, just growing up with your parents owning a bowling alley, you're a mess.
I'm sure. It's wild times.
Yep.
You got Tampa bowling alley stories, for sure, forever.
Where's Cody? Oh, no.
Here's your shoes. Here's your shoes.
Rochelle, what happened to you?
Yes, I was about 6 years old, being a pest to my dad, so he told me to go fly kites, and I guess being 6 years old, I took it literal, so I was running around with a kite. It wasn't a particularly windy day, so I was looking up trying to get it to fly, not watching where I was going, and then I got hit by a car.
Oh, no. Oh, you're okay, though.
Well, you were talking to her.
Yeah, I mean...
No, I was okay. The only thing I remember was peeing my pants.
Oh, well, sure. Yeah. That's trauma.
You keep them away from that road.
Never flew a kite again.
No, I'm sure, right?
Oh, God, it's one of the most boring things.
Well, yeah.
Keep them away from that road.
They're different now.
You can't just run down the street trying to get them.
Flying kites is not where you do that down by that road.
You know what? We'd never let our kids do that, right? But our parents would have no idea. We were outside doing whatever we wanted.
No, my parents didn't care.
Yeah.
Like, that's when it happened, because I decided I'm going to run down a street with a kite.
Mm-hmm.
Would never happen now. Well, in most cases.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.